Vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine. When it's your turn, go get it, please don't wait.
So fresh, just 24 hours after we are mourning the deadliest and most severe day in history, January 6th. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 7th of January, and we found something worse. Yeah, that video did it for me. It actually is probably the worst thing that has happened in America, not just because people are crazy, but because they're coordinated and crazy. Look at all those women, those lonely house women with their cats, trying to remind us all that the pandemic isn't over just because you're over it. Yes, it is. It's been over for me for a long time. I've kind of gotten over this. I'm way past this. Anyway, on that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color. We are in our new studio that is currently under construction, has a lot of work to do, but please bear with us and don't mind our pixie dust. I'm joined by the lovely and the beautiful Savannah Hernandez, who is here from the Rapid Fire podcast. You can also find her on Sav Says on YouTube. And are you still not allowed to post?
I am not. I am suspended until next Tuesday. So yeah, if you're looking for good content from Sav, you're not going to get it for another week.
You're only going to get Savannah here and Elijah. We do have a lot of crazy things to talk about. I mean, the fact that one of our first videos is titled Mental Illness Bald Woman, you know where the show's going. You know where the show's about to go.
Yeah,
can we keep that? Can you like keep that on the screen real fast? I just love how like they all, you can already tell half them look like Michael Knowles. Mm-hmm. The other half, they look like, I think they talk about cats in this video too. They actually talk about your cats.
Why are they cutting their hair? What is going on? If you just watch this with no sound up, it just looks like a mass mental illness, which is what it is actually. So yeah, a very good video, I would say.
Yeah, it's also the, you know, the woman in the front and center, the one that probably has a large fupa, you know, the one that's there.
The healthiest one.
Yeah, telling me about that I need to get my vaccines.
Indeed.
I need to get a vaccine. Ma'am, there's a lot of things I could tell you. I've chosen not to because everyone knows. What am I against, Savannah? What am I against?
Fat people?
No, I'm against cyberbullying.
Oh, right.
I'm really big against it. And I would never shame the facts. I wouldn't do it.
We would
this
never.
It's not a show where we do those kinds of things. But I'm just going to say, you know, when you have people who look like the very, like, this look like Lord Voldemort's children, you know, they have literally the soul of life sucked out of them. They're cutting their hair. The women are out of control. They're crazy. And we've got a lot to talk about in the insanity and the aftermath of January 6th, the worst date in American history, and all of the good, crazy stuff that we like to talk about.
And Mike, first, before you go further, how's your PTSD from January 6th? We have to start the show off and really, I want to make sure your mental health is okay after experiencing an event that was both worse than 9/11, Pearl Harbor.
Worse than slavery.
Mm-hmm.
It was worse than World War II.
Worse than
everything. It was worse. It was
the assassination of past presidents.
Mm-hmm. Black people have nothing. Oh, complain about slavery? Well, were you in the Capitol on January 6th? Aha. You know,
even saying January 6th, like, it triggers my PTSD. It's like Brian Stelter is such a king for being brave enough to talk about, you know, he wasn't there, but just seeing the images were very scary for him and many other media members. So again, you know, how's your PTSD?
Well, I mean, let's just talk about this. Not only is Brian Stelter the winner of the most egg-like head in America. I came in second place. Do you know I came in second place? I used to feel bad about the size of my head. Uh-huh. And then I saw Brian Stelter. I went, well, could be worse.
True.
In fact, everything could be worse when it comes to Mr. Stelter.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about this. Before we jump into the stories for today, we got a lot of insane things that we are going to go over. And that includes none other than talking about Undertak, the best boxers in America. Guys, obviously you want underwear that doesn't ride up. You want underwear that is anti-moisture, that doesn't peel, that doesn't get gross. They don't lose their elasticity. You want something that's going to hold your junk in place. But you also want a company where they look good, they feel good, and also they support you where you need to be have the most support. Guys, these are battle and special forces tested. This is an American loving company who cares about you and cares about the message. In fact, the owner of this company, even when I was going through some tough PR stuff, sent me a personal letter that he hand wrote and some products. And it just really, you know, came behind us when a lot of companies abandoned us. And I really do love this company. So If you want to wear boxers that not only feel good, but of course will have this free pocket and a nice waistband that fits any type of size, go to getundertack.com. That's GETUNDERTAC.com. That's getundertack.com. Save 20% off your order with the offer code OFFENSIVE20, OFFENSIVE20. That's OFFENSIVE20. So on top of being a superior product for 30% less, you can save an additional 20% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So guys, you're not going to want your money back. In fact, these are not only going to get your back, they're going to get your front as well. Go to getundertack.com, promo code OFFENSIVE20. So speaking of, you know, nearly shitting my pants, January 6th, Savannah, what the worst part of that day was for me. We talked about this. I mean, obviously it's over. It happened. I was shocked that we're still here. I thought literally I was like waiting. Like, remember
we're
the
still
Y2K?
Here, boy. Hey.
Yes.
Let's celebrate. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Was this the Donald Trump dance? The, you know, like this one?
Yeah.
And you have a good time. You know, he always did that. Like, and he goes like
very robotic, but also it worked. Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely, Mark Zuckerberg is definitely a robot. But on that note, so it's like, obviously this was crazy. Cause I remember that I thought the world was going to end. I didn't think we would make it to the next January 6th. We had the greatest threat and assault to our democracy ever in the history. Like, more than assassinations of presidents, like you said, more than world wars, more than domestic or terrorist events like McVeigh and the federal building. This was more than 9/11, more than the bombing of 1993, maybe it was 1993. I mean, this is crazy. Like, how did we survive this long having lived through that? Are you okay?
Barely. I'm barely hanging on. And it's not because of the horrific content that we watch on this show. It's truly because I had to be at the Capitol and watch thousands of people peacefully standing there waving flags. It was a lot to see. It really was.
It really was. I saw this picture of a grandma holding a flag in the Capitol.
She was
Capitol,
terrifying.
And I was more afraid of that when I saw a plane blow up on the Twin Towers. It's a true story. It was a lot worse for me.
It's like you close your eyes at night and you just see her little wrinkly face and you just wake up crying.
Yeah. No, it's been bad. It's been bad. I'm a guy just so you know, I'm doing okay. In fact, I'm doing a little bit better today than I've been doing the last week. It has been a wild week. It's been a wild life. There are more hit pieces out on me, which I'm not going to give much light to. But the takedown of Elijah Schaefer, I warned you about this. Did we not, Savannah? I warned them about this a month ago or two ago. And I said, hey, I just noticed that there's this movement of people starting to gather information about me. Mm-hmm. And that I feel like there's going to be this, like, start to be this takedown of me.
Yeah.
Well, it's begun, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? I'm not going anywhere. As long as crazy people exist.
More confetti. Let's go. Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're crazy. So we do have a lot of stuff to talk about today. And on that note, with some of the January 6th stuff, I do want to give an honorable mention here and just remind you that the president of the United States, in case you missed my show, You Are Here last night or anything that was happening, disclosed.tv said, just in, Kamala Harris equates January 6th to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. We're not going to give any credence to that because it already passed. But it is a reminder. It is a reminder that how ridiculous the left has gotten. If you see this here, this comes from the nationalpulse.com, that the Democrats are drafting legislation to erect a permanent insurrection memorial. Listen to this. House Democrats introduced a bill to erect a permanent attack on the Capitol exhibit on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Co-sponsored by nearly 20 Democrats, the bill dubbed the Capitol Remembrance Act would direct the architect of the Capitol design and install in the United States Capitol an exhibit that depicts the attack on the Capitol that occurred on January 6th. So they're not calling it an insurrection anymore, but the bill specifies that the project must be installed in a prominent location and retain a permanent status. You know what? Would it be wrong if somebody, not we, because I wouldn't do this, but if people tore that down, isn't that just free speech? Like, people came in and tore that down. Don't people just do what people do? Nancy Pelosi said that, right? Like, people will do what they do.
Writing is the voice of the unheard, Elijah, truly.
That's what I thought. I thought
of the underrepresented.
I thought tearing down memorials that you don't like was how we actually find progress. So I don't condone violence. I'm not condoning people tearing this down. I'm just saying Nancy Pelosi condones it. She supports it. Maxine Waters supports it. Brian Stelter supports it.
Ayanna Pressley, AOC.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they all do. Nadler, they're very big on tearing down monuments that are politically opposing what you believe. I'm going to leave it there. And it's going to include artwork created to depict the attack on the Capitol.
Artwork?
Yeah, artwork. It's like, Oh, these people are insufferable.
You know how when you walk through airports and it's like a bunch of little paintings and pictures that little kids drew about, I don't know, Valentine's Day or something? That's what this is going to be. Just like Congress people who were, you know, there on January 6th, like AOC, just drawing their depiction of what they experienced.
Still trying to figure out how Nadler gets his pants so high.
Like, nobody knows, truly.
Well, let me see. Jerry Nadler... high pants. I think we have this here. Like, I'm just real. Let's bring this up. I'm trying to understand how Jerry Nadler gets his pants up there.
Those are some big ass pants.
Investigating January 6th? How about we investigate this? Do you see this? This is real.
What? That's not real.
Yes.
That was not real.
Okay, that one's Photoshopped.
That was a little bit Photoshopped.
Okay, that was Photoshopped. But it's pretty close. It's pretty close. He does wear his pants. I mean, look at that. He wears them really high.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know. I just gonna say, if I was going to launch an investigation, this would be at the top of my prerogative, was to find out how Jerry Nadler finds a belt that fits around the circumference of Mars. You know, like, that guy's big.
Yeah, we should put you in Congress, Elijah, because then you would actually use our taxpayer dollars for good.
Oh, I would.
Because that's a question that I want the answer to. It really is. It really is.
Okay, so let's jump into this. We got some stuff to talk about. We got some really good stuff to talk about. Obviously, we're going to start with some of the most important things, since obviously January 6th was the most important thing. And we remember this story comes from the New York Post. A transgender man gives birth after Grindr one night stand while transitioning and claims they are seahorse parents. Okay. So this is a real story. So
look at that beautiful picture of that beautiful family.
They're just such attractive family.
That is the pinnacle of health and wellness mentally and physically in America. For the podcast listeners, what you're seeing is physically fit and beautiful people on the screen. Truly.
Yeah, I'm like... I don't even want to read this, but we're going to read it.
We're going to read it.
I look at these things. I miss sometimes. When it's just me and you in the studio, I miss these episodes. Mm-hmm. Because I know we're just both looking at it and going, how do we talk about this without getting kicked off the internet?
No, I truly, Elijah, 2022 is the year of accelerationism, and I am full accelerationist at this point. And, you know, with that being said, I am going to continue on and say that this is such a beautiful family, the pinnacle of health. The traditional mm-hmm. family does need to be replaced by two obese men, women.
Transgenders. Yeah, literally, seahorses. Everyone should be raised by aquatic animals. This is true. I really believe. And look at the kid's eyes. He's like, help me.
He's like, please God, it's only been five minutes and I already want to return.
Yeah, dude, I feel this baby's face. He's like the Vaseline on the eyes. Like, you know what I mean?
That baby's been alive for 30 seconds. He's already seen too much shit.
Dude, imagine you pop out of a vagina or whatever it is you're popping out of. And the first thing you see is you're like, those are my parents and that's your genetics.
Damn it.
You're like, genetic lottery, didn't win that one.
Like, what did this person do in their afterlife to deserve this reincarnation?
I know, literally, this is probably going to be me growing up. It says this, a transgender man, whatever that means,
mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm going to say this, transgender men are more men than real men, right? That's the new statement. Like, everyone, if you want to be a real man, the key to being a man is to become transgender.
Yeah.
Do you have to become a woman if you're a man to be a real man? Because the manliest thing you can do is to be a woman. I've literally read that.
Please stop. I cannot compute.
You said it's the year of accelerationism.
Cannot compute.
So to becoming the best man means to become a woman, or to become the best man would be becoming a transgender
man.
The
only way I can compute that is that men are better at women at everything, including being women.
Okay, so let's talk about this. I think I need to zoom out a little bit. So a transgender man is sharing his unplanned pregnancy. So his unplanned pregnancy journey.
Mm-hmm.
So a man, let's put this together. Had an unplanned pregnancy. I'll tell you this.
Elijah, are you pregnant?
Is
that why you get kind of swollen sometimes? Because you're just going through the phases of pregnancy?
I get swollen sometimes because my life is sucks. But also, I just like woke up with like blood all over my face and my nose was like bloody. My life is like such a mess.
Mijo, you need to hydrate. Oh my God.
My life is such a mess. Anyways, a transgender man is sharing his unplanned pregnancy. But I am back talking to like Christian people and not just insane people. And like, I had a friend call me who like rededicated his life to God. And he was like really struggling with like a lot of like really core normal things that all humans struggle with, you know, just mortal sins and things like that. And was really far away from God. And he felt like God was, he was supposed to call me and we're supposed to meet because like, I need to like get back to a more sensitive place with the Holy Spirit. And like basically was helping me, reminding me, you know, to understand that Christians remind each other, you know, like, hey, some of the chaos and anxiety can be like taken away with peace if you like, but like, you got to like make sure that you're letting the Holy Spirit transform you daily, like that you're, that you make sure you're get back in the Word if you're not, those kinds of things. So it's really encouraging to me because it's been really a lot of chaos for me. It's been a lot of things recently. It's been a hard time, but it gave me a lot of peace to remember. So I woke up today, I read a couple of chapters of my Bible, I prayed.
And then you came to work to read about transgender.
And now I'm talking about seahorses.
Men.
Seahorsemen. No, but I'm saying like, that's, but everyone's got to remember that. Like, in all the chaos, like I have to remember that too. Like, I'm like, you know, we can all follow God better and be more obedient and love him. And so it's like, you know, if you're struggling, I'm with you. And I understand, but it's like, but I'm realizing what I'm missing is some of the peace that passes understanding because I read stuff like this and there's just too much. It's too much. It's too much, Savannah.
It's
too much.
It really is.
So I admit it. I have my weaknesses, but God, like, thankfully God has mercy and grace for all of us. And if you're struggling a little bit too in life, God's got you. But speaking of people that are struggling, Savannah, a transgender man is sharing his unplanned pregnancy journey after getting knocked up from a Grindr one-night stand. So this is, to put this into perspective, okay? Grindr is a gay dating app. I think it's only, is it now for LGBT or is it just gay? Like, is it lesbians?
You know, I don't have the Grindr app, surprisingly, on my phone, so I couldn't tell you. But I mean, traditionally it was for just
if I had the app, I would know that if you do the drop-down menu, you can choose. No, but I'm saying, I'm wondering if, because I know that most apps like ask if you're a boy or a girl. I'm like, I'm wondering, is this
your ghost self?
Yeah. Is it kind of like an LGBTQ app or is it just a gay app? Let us know in the comments below. I don't really want to find out through research.
Somebody go research that for us because we're not going
to
do it.
No, because I'm just trying to understand if this person had to register as a transgender or if like you accidentally thought you were sleeping with a man and you ended up with a woman.
Like, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, did this gay man just get robbed out of this night of gay excursions that could have happened?
So they're on a one night stand. Ash, they always have names like Ash. It's always like Pico, Ash, and like Hummus. I met a guy named Hummus in LA.
Stop, you did not.
Yes, I did. So Ash Patrick Shade, 28, was 2 years into his transition. And by the way, guys, with the pronouns, I'm just reading the story. We know that this is like a made up identity. It's not like this is, there's nothing based in reality here, but let's just enjoy this. When he became pregnant in February of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Congratulations. Okay. To this man.
Following a date with a man on Grindr, despite the fact the healthcare worker and PhD student was taking male hormone blockers at the time. Wait.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
Every
now.
Single time I read these headlines or articles, I have to read them and then reread them three more times understand.
Yeah, Ash Patrick Shade was 2 years into his transition when he became pregnant. So wait. So why would he be taking male hormone blockers?
I don't understand.
Okay, I'm lost. It's too confusing. I actually know a lot about transgenderism. I really do. And people don't, I've told you, I did my thesis on it. Dude, I remember they told me that it was too
maybe
niche.
Maybe it was supposed to be female hormone blockers,
I think
the writers got confused.
I think it was female hormone blockers.
Because nobody knows what's going on.
I think I know more. Yeah, I think I know more what's going on here. Everyone knows I'm the biggest advocate for the T's. But I was going to say, actually, on the side note, is that I still find it funny that I almost didn't get my thesis approved because they said that, like, claiming that within 5 years it'll be normal to transition children is like a false premise. And then it's like within 2 years after it published.
Later.
No, but I meant like, you know, it's like, you can't do, I always want to remind people that it was like, just like, that was like what? It's like maybe 6-7 years ago when I was like in, you know, finishing school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like, not 6-7 years. It was like 5 years ago. That was like 2015, 2016, somewhere in there.
But
it was like, yo, transitioning children is going to become a thing. And it was like, no, it's not. And then it was like, now people are like, hey, if you don't transition your kid, you're a bigot.
Big facts. Actually, the schools will transition your child for you. And if you say no to that, then we will take them away from you.
I want them to transition all of me. But now a one-year-old Ronan is being raised by Shade and his husband. So Shade is a chick. I think that's where we're getting confused. It was taking female hormone blockers and was looking like a dude. And his husband, Jordan, quote, it was a huge shock, but I fell in love with my bump, said Shade, who called giving birth one of the most masculine things he's ever done.
This is the part of the show where I get triggered.
I just told you the most masculine thing you could do is give birth. If you want to be a man, give birth.
I just, when I read these stories and I get mad about them, I then think about the time I was at the Women's March and told a transgender woman to his face that he will never be a woman and never get a period or get pregnant, and made him cry. So that was a fun day for me. And when I see this shit and I get pissed off, I'm like, it's okay. I said what I said, and it was a rude, actually it wasn't a rude thing to say. It was just scientific. Anyway.
Steph, as I'm like, all these people are like trying to take down my career right now. And it's like, yeah, I made a transgender cry by telling them they were never going to be like me.
You will never be normal. You suck.
Oh, man. And that was in person, not on the internet. So you can't get deleted off Getter for that one. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I don't know. The thing about the Getter thing, by the way, I talked about on the show last night. I just would like to say with the Getter thing, I think it's really weird that around the time that I was pointing out some hypocrisies in the app and that it's not necessarily the path forward for freedom of speech due to a few different reasons, you know, because of number one, it's Chinese funding. Number two, the way it bans people that they politically disagree with without violating directly their terms of service. And without like giving answers, it just makes me suspicious. Like, I'm not against it. I use a lot of apps. I'll still use Getter, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'll still use it. I mean, I use a lot of things that I feel like does not reach the standards that we're hoping for, but I'm fair for me to criticize and point out the fact that a lot of the people running this have a certain commonality. They have like a left-wing background. They voted for Hillary. They were against Donald Trump. And so there's like, it's just like the Chinese money, the banning people like Twitter does without explaining why you're banned, removing people for vague things. Like when I asked about Fuentes being banned, I was just given a vague answer, like, we don't allow people to recruit for white supremacy. I was like, was he doing that? I don't know. Anyway, and then of course, and then it's so weird that I asked them about Fuentes, and then all of a sudden there's these hit pieces related to this going on the internet. I don't know. This stuff it's suspicious to me. That's all. And I'll use Getter, and I'm not against the company. I'm not trying to take it down. I just like, I hate it with all this stuff. Like, that's why even this article we're talking about with the transgender, like, I get confused and I reach out to people to clarify. And when I end up more confused at the end of something, it makes me suspicious. Like, when you read this, you're going, this is so confusing. I can't even track. I don't believe anything in here. So when like a company like Getter tries to explain things to me, but they don't explain it like clearly. And when they're asked about their Chinese funding, they plead the fifth, literally in court and stuff. I'm like,
well, I think what
I just
want
to know what's going on. I want to know. That's all. We're Getter. I just want to know what you guys are up to and whether or not I should publicly endorse you before I, you know, I'm just saying, like, I want to know. That's all I want to know.
I think what you're doing is actual journalism. And that's why, the average journalist nowadays just attacks you when you actually try to do journalistic work and try to, you know, uncover some of these things. It ends up that you become the topic of discussion there because you're the one trying to actually ask the real questions in life.
Yeah. And by the way, because I did make a public claim that I was shadow banned on Getter, and people who I'm assuming somehow are related to Getter, obviously a lot of people dogpiled on me saying I was making that up. However, your boy keeps the receipts. Your boy keeps the receipts. And Getter looked for my account. The Getter organization, the company, mm-hmm. looked for my account on their own app and said, oh, this is you, huh? And it wasn't me. And they couldn't find me. And I had to send them the link to my profile because they couldn't find it in search. So, because they were countering my claim, saying, oh, yeah, they could find me. Here you are. And it wasn't me. So I'm just saying to the people that are like come after me and are accusing me that I'm trying to like take down Getter, I am not trying to do that. I have no interest in ruining a company. I just want to know the correlation between the Chinese funding of the app, their banning process looking very similar to Twitter and just as liberal, and the fact that when someone like me asks questions, suddenly hit pieces come out regarding this stuff. And I'm dogpiled on by people that I thought were my friends. So it doesn't leave a good taste in my mouth. And this has always happened when I ask the right questions, is the people get mad. And I think that I'm on to something. Not to mention, again, like I said, all the back end political support for the left from the people running it. Not Jason Miller, he's cool, but just some of the other people. It's alarming to say the least. And I'd probably put out a better statement on this publicly in the future. With this thing, that's why I bring this up, because it's just like, this is so confusing to me, Savannah. Just it said it had never occurred to me that I could get pregnant whilst on testosterone and estrogen blockers. See, we were right. They messed up. As it's such a rare occurrence, Shade from Huntington, West Virginia, told Mercury Press. So good on them. Congratulations. That was a beautiful story.
Let me see that baby's face one more time.
Yeah.
Oh. He grew up so fast.
What a cute baby. Let's just cheer for the beautiful family coming together. And guys, if you love hearing stories like this, and obviously you walk around, you work out, and you need a pair of headphones, even if you have one, you need a spare, right? And so that's why right now I got to talk to you about Raycons. Now, Raycons are amazing because they're affordable and they are the best quality sound for the price. They're not expensive like the other guys. You can get a few for the same price as the competition, and they're small and they have a very long charge and they are extremely discreet. They wick away sweat. I had lost my Raycons for 2 months and I was so sad. And I found them when I was moving. I have the blue ones, the little ones that go in your ear, which are great. And they even greet you with a little Raycon greeting. They have over-the-ear headphones. They come in a variety of different colors. And of course, because I'm like somebody, I lose things. So I have to have like 3 pairs of headphones. I don't know if you're like that, Savannah, but always losing. You know, I'm losing everything.
Always.
Even my mind. I'm literally losing everything, right? Like I'm always losing it. So I went ahead and bought a pair of Raycons, even though I had a pair of headphones, and they're amazing. And right now, Slightly Offensive listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/offensive. That's buyraycon.com/offensive to save 15% on Raycons. That's buyraycon.com/offensive to save 15%. Check out all the design styles. Get something that both doesn't break the bank and, of course, helps your ears feel tickled. Tickle my ears with Raycons. Buyraycon.com/offensive. I don't know if they're going to be like me saying that it'll tickle your ears, but they'll tickle mine. I feel like getting tickled right now, Savannah, by some good information.
Well, you're not going to get it on this show.
Yeah. So speaking of weird things too, there was a gay black man was explaining this new woke biology on how men can be pregnant. This is like the new thing about pregnancy in men, that it's like we're pushing this doctrine that men can get pregnant, and it's not just a rare occurrence. There's like a whole woke ideology about that. Let's listen to what he has to say.
This is a pregnant man. Yes, they are female to male. When he went to the hospital and had his child, he was upset because many of the hospital staff was referring to him as the mother. Some of you may say, what's the problem with that? He is biologically the mother. And while that is true, here's why it's disrespectful. He goes by male pronouns and is a male. Yes, he did just have a child, which is something that traditionally a mother does, but he is a man. He is the father. When you're referring to him and you're talking straight to him, why would you give him mother, knowing that that's traditionally a woman, when he's identifying as a man? Your mind should automatically say father, and at no point do you catch yourself and say father, you just keep saying mother. That's why it's problematic, because you're seeing a man, yes, he just had a child, but you're seeing a man with a whole ass beard, and you're still saying mother. You would think that your mind would tell you, I should probably say father.
Wow. So,
today's one of those days where you're just like, you just look at this stuff and you go, first of all, I know you think you look cute with your pink lipstick and your little like halter top.
I was literally going to be like, someone with a weave that nasty and nappy cannot talk to me about anything.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Like, there's so much to break down on this. For those of the blind viewers who are listening, there's a lot going on here. We have a man of color, right? We have to make sure we point out there. We have a man of color holding a tea person's belly. So it's a dude's face and a woman's pregnant stomach. Mm-hmm. And okay, you do you. But now we are talking about, like, there are things going on. Guys, syphilis is rising in New York. There are problems going on around the country. Uh-huh. But what we are carrying, I don't even know if syphilis is rising in New York. I'm just making it up, but I'm making up problems too. One of the problems we're making up is whether or not we're misquoting pregnant women that look like men.
And you know what, Elijah, my favorite part about this video too is that the person in this video has to pronunciate the pronoun so much and really think about the pronoun so much, because he's even confused about what he's saying. He's like, this man who's a he that just gave birth and isn't a woman.
Yeah, so besides the fact of this being alarming and sort of what makes me want to just end my life right now, I can give a little bit of analysis. So Mother is the mom, the person who carries the baby. Uh-huh. So you are a mother, even if you are look like a man. The point is like, have you ever noticed too, like it's really sad because like the one problem with the most of these people, the ones that cannot be named, is that the biggest issue they have is like two things. So when the guys turn into girls, the two biggest issues that give it away, it's the hips and the voice, mm-hmm. right? They sound like a gay man. And then they have
their body like
is like this.
Yeah.
Kez calls me Senor Snake Hips because she goes, your hips literally just go. I'm like, yeah, I'm a guy. What do you expect? I wear under tack boxers. Okay. But the girls, they always have this voice like this. It's like so it always talks like this. Like, it's listen, so my name's Roger and you need to call me he, him. And here's the reason why. And it sounds like you're like,
I'm just imagining Elliot Page playing James Bond in that, being the voice the entire movie.
That's me. Bond. James Bond. I've come here to remove the forces of hormone blocking. I've come to liberate your country from the evils of Christianity.
So true. Oh my God.
I'm really a man. Look at me because I, look at me. I'm a man. I gave birth. Out of here with that.
Disgusting.
Done with you.
Get out Modern of here. Day society needs to be burned. Yeah,
get that out of my face. Get that off.
Delete it.
Put this baby back on. I want to see a beautiful family. put this baby back
Where's
on.
Where's the baby at?
Oh my gosh. Seriously. Wow. That's so beautiful.
Truly.
My earpiece is falling out. Okay. Now, the interesting thing of all this is we have more to talk about. So
we're only 7 days into 2022, and I already want to self-delete.
I know. No, I'm fully with you on that. Okay, so we also have a new gender we've got to discuss.
Yay.
Yeah, we got a new gender called an apogender, mm-hmm. which now we're finding out is called they pronouns. I'm really excited about this. I've been wondering about the apogender for a long time. I've been thinking about what I need in my life. And I thought, you know what? People trying to make me out to be a horrible guy. Mm-hmm. People trying to destroy my career. People lying constantly about me, slandering me, trying to destroy my personal life, coming after my friends, people causing problems for our advertisers, making my life difficult. I don't know, destroying our country, securing elections and all that stuff. I thought, you know what? What I care about is learning about a new gender. This is the great heroine for the retarded people. Like that's what it is. Just like, hey, there's a new gender. And then we're just like, dude.
Hey, I'm just glad you have your priorities straight, Elijah. Okay. Yeah. So please remember that the newest gender of the week should be at the forefront of everybody's mind.
It should be. Let's go ahead and let's watch about apogender who wants to be called a they. We have a few more gender videos before we even transition to some news.
Yay. I have a question for the Alphabet Mafia. If you're not a member of the LGBTQIA community and you're somehow straight and found me, one, how? And two, just keep scrolling. So I am apogender, my pronouns are he, they, and as you can tell, I'm mask presenting. So my question is this, I always get he, I almost never get the they. Because I'm mask presenting and I do appear more masculine, does that just negate the they? I understand that he is my main pronoun, but sometimes it's nice to, hear the they portion of the pronoun. That just never happens because I appear more masculine. So I just don't know if people think it just negates the fact that the they part is there just because I'm built like a bear.
Built like a bear.
Okay, well, I tuned out there for a second because anytime I see people who look like that, I usually just turn my ears off. And I move on with my life.
What's the first indicator? Is it the piercings on the face, the green hair, the obesity?
My brother's got an entire ecosystem growing on his face and head. Got some moss. Got some moss, the neck beard, this piercing. Like, bro, somebody found a video of me from 2015. So I'm sorry. I was like, that's like
100 pounds heavier. Oh,
dude,
gosh.
Do you know what I was like actually even though for a second with all that stuff, I gained a little bit of weight, like chunky weight. Like for most of my life, I was like extremely like thin.
You used to be a stick bug, dude.
Like, but I've had to like put on weight. Like I've put on like 40 pounds of mass. Even before I got chubby, I had like worked out and put on over a couple years, like literally like 3 or 4 years, put on like 40 pounds of mass because I was like so thin and small and emaciated.
This was you back in the day.
Yeah, literally. Literally, I was so small. I got made fun of for being thin and tiny, and so I put on mass. Now I'm like 6'3" and like 225 pounds.
And now people see you in real life, and they're like, "You're giant." And you're like, "I know."
Everybody always says that when they meet me. They never knew. Well, look, we look like we're the same height, and everyone knows I'm 4.5 feet taller than you. So
no,
we're in a good position.
This is accurate representation. We are the same height.
Realistically, it's like,
yeah.
All right, but here we go. So they had the apogender, and I love how this idea of, remember they wanted to be accepted by the straights? Mm-hmm. So they wanted to be accepted. And this is what it changes from, is we've gone full circle to where, you know, whether it's the issues with the whites and the blacks, where the blacks now want their own, you know, they want their own neighborhoods, they want their own graduation ceremonies. The gays now want their own spaces that straight people can't go in. Now, what's interesting, though, is I thought that nobody's straight and we're all somewhere on the spectrum. Wasn't that what they were saying? That was like, I think it was like last year we had those videos where they're like, no, but here's why nobody's really straight. So this guy obviously is not woke enough to realize.
Cancel him immediately.
Remember, I said this the other day, and I tell you the truth. It's not gay if you do it for public safety and health.
Because
it's true. You can do anything that goes against your conscience or is wrong as long as you're fighting COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't gay if it's to fight the COVID.
True. Or racial justice. If you add that in, you can also use that.
Sav, what? You're making out with a girl?
It was for racial justice.
Yes. You don't understand. I was swapping my antibodies. I had to give her antibodies.
Disgusting.
I had COVID recently. I know. As long as it's to fight COVID, it ain't gay. But the truth of the matter is that the apogender, I didn't really catch what that meant. The apogender is just that he's a mask. Is it a transgender again?
He said, "I'm apogender." And then after that, all I heard was, Bullshit.
Yeah. I'm going, "I'm coming to liberate you." It's a real thing. Let me look this up right now. I'm going to see if I can find it.
They add more genders, the flag physically looks more and more sickly with the colors that they choose. They literally added the color of poop to the LGBTQ flag last year.
Poopy.
Yeah. And now this is apparently the apogender flag. Can I put this up? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Is this what this is? Should we try? Bring
Let's
this up.
It.
Let's see if we can. Oh, it's not private. Okay.
The connection's not private, guys.
I guess we're not doing that.
Sorry, you're not allowed to access the apogender flag via your internet because you are straight white man.
Well,
and that's illegal.
My freaking earpiece hurts so badly. I hate this thing. Okay, but I'm just a complainer. My life's so hard. I have to wear an earpiece. I should go do something manly and go give birth.
You guys don't get how hard it is, okay?
I'm getting hard from looking at apogenders.
Disgusting.
Getting chubby. I'm getting a semi from that guy. Look at that. Go back. Sam, you told me you got a chubby from that. Who knows? You could have one. You could be a girl and have one. It's a part of the growth.
Yeah, it really just depends on how you identify that day, you know?
Yeah, so we also have just... I'm starting to get tired from just these people. It gets worse. It just gets worse.
And I'm like, I want to be comedic about this, but there's also a part of me that's like...
It's just going to get worse. We also have, there's this guy who's talking about what I've been saying for a long time about the tea people. He says that he's no longer in his body as a tea person. So he's like, he's transhumanism. He's transcended humanity.
Body. This video is actually really sad. He's like talking about his mental illness.
That's what I'm saying. Like we've gone past the point of no return. Like people have left the chat. They've left the realm of reality.
Dude, did you see that other TikTok the other day where the woman was like, "I don't think you guys understand. I'm physically and mentally ill." And people were like, "We know." I feel like these people, these TikTokers have gotten so crazy that they're now just admitting their mental illness because that's the next phase of this.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're 100% right. Let's go and let's watch this.
Hi, everybody. It's your friendly female alter art. It's 10:30 at night and I don't want to go to bed. Right now is the first time I have been grounded in the body in a week. Every other time I've fronted in the last week, I've been disoriented. The reason I don't want to go to bed is because I'm never the one who wakes up. It's always Asher or Chris. And I don't know when the next time I will front and be grounded is. In case y'all are wondering, grounded means you are in the body fully. You feel the body. You're 100% in control of it. And every time I've fronted in the last week and a half, it's always been somebody else being close to me or other people talking so much, I can't get grounded. I know we try to show a lot of the lighthearted stuff, and we try to show that you can be happy, but I don't think people really understand what it's like to live like this.
Okay, just stop for a second. These people need to stop getting special treatment. Like, I don't really know who I am. I don't feel like myself. Nobody does. Like, what are you talking about? First of all, that's called going through junior high. And then most of your adult life is working through the trauma from being from junior high and high school and like a kid, your life. And it's like, oh, I'm changing. Bro, yesterday I was sick. Today I'm not. Oh my gosh, I feel different today. Literally, I do feel different today. You're going to feel different every day. Sometimes, like these people always say this, like I'm asexual because sometimes I don't want to have sex. Every human being sometimes doesn't want to have sex. What are you talking? You know, I don't have sex while I'm pooping. Like, am I asexual and on the toilet? No, but I'm saying
this guy's next level. He's like Chris Asher in art. Which one am I today? Like
he has multiple personality disorder.
Yeah, this man legit has like multiple personalities. He said that he wakes up as he doesn't want to go to sleep because then he'll wake up as Asher or Chris.
Wow.
And he's art right now. Who's an 18-year-old her gatekeeper.
So that's who's been behind the world's problems. We found the gatekeeper. There it is. Those are the ones keeping the gates. You thought it was the cabal or whatever. It's those people.
Yeah, it's multiple personality mentally.
By the way, I'm having to be a little careful in my speech because there's quite a bit of shit out there right now trying to ruin my life. So I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to die. But I will say, so we have that.
Boy, Lige.
We also have, remember this. I don't think we got over this in the last video. I just want to show you guys this. I don't even think we need to really put the sound up, the mental illness, bald woman.
Let's not.
So it's just like, when you look like this, I think she was saying that like, that people walked by her at the hospital and laughed at her.
Yeah, it says, I'm literally sat waiting for a mental health appointment and two of the doctors just walked past, looked at me and then pissed themselves laughing. Dude, I would be terrified if I said that. I'd be like, which side of your head is your face mask? The top or the bottom?
Hey, I would be like, I would make it like a joke. Like you'd come in and be like, I could not. So you're here. Are you sure you're at the right office? You're here for a mental health evaluation? Are you sure you're in the right place?
What species are you?
Yeah. You know, Petco is down the street. You lost. We call the dog catcher. Dude, these people wear their illness on their face. And that's the sad part about this. People need wholeness. They need hope. They need love. You know, like sometimes I can get really critical. And so can you of these people, like just wanting them all to die or like, you know, be like deleted or whatever. But at the same time,
I was like, get help or die.
I really struggle. Like I'm in a faith struggle right now, not in the belief in God.
Same, actually.
But like I am in a faith struggle and I'm willing to admit that. Like I'm in a bit of like I'm in a wrestling place with God on some of these things. Cause it's like, I've talked to my mentor, like my mentor is such a good guy, Jakob Bujans, but you know, like you just tell me like, you know, not to hate these people and to have a broken heart for them, that God would save them. But to still fight against injustice and evil, like meaning if they're pushing degeneracy and evil in the world, still speak out against it and fight it while not letting that remove your heart of compassion for the sinners and the sick in this world. But to fight their evil is one thing because the devil's behind their evil, but obviously not to not hate, but to love, to tell them like you are made in the image of God and you're not made in the image of Brian Stelter's head in clown makeup, like whatever that was going on there.
Dude, I think that's the difficult part of this too, especially with our commentary is...
We're savage.
Yeah, it's like we don't want to be judgmental and we do want to be loving, but at the same time, what are we supposed to do with this? And also, it is because it is these types of people who are on the streets and in our country that are fundamentally changing things. So at the same time, it's like, because I even used to have beef with, you know, how much we'd roast people. But at the same time, it's like, these are the people that are fundamentally altering our rules, our laws, our language, our science. What do we do?
Well, and that's why I do wrestle with this stuff. I really do. Like, people think I'm like, a lot of people think I'm just mean. But if you meet me in real life, I'm not that mean.
Yeah, you're a pretty chill guy.
Yeah, I was like, I'm really not that mean. I mean, I do dumb shit like anyone. Sometimes I say bad words and stuff, but I'm really trying to do my best, right? I'm a guy and I'm in a new world and I don't know what's going on, but I'm really trying to make sense of the world. It's been my whole thing on this journey. It's like I don't want to just come from a position and then just be there. And even if I was 6 months ago, you know, like I can change my position on how to treat these people in the moment. Not because it contradicts how I treated them then. It's just as the world changes, right? Like even the show changes, what we cover changes, like things have been interesting. This show has always been a show about the culture and just what's going on. And, you know, there was a season where I, you know, before I learned about the clown pill, where I was really going crazy from all this stuff. And then I learned to laugh at it. It changed me. But now I'm like, where's the God pill in this kind of like, well, like, Because I noticed that, like I got a little worldly. You know what I mean? Like I've been too close to the world to roast the world, that the world kind of singed me. Like the fires, right? With like Daniel and whatnot, like where they got too close to the fire and the people died that tried to throw them in the flames. Like, meaning like even if you get close to these people, they're so toxic and there's so much demonic stuff. Like I never think about that, of how many demons are probably tied to these people and this stuff and are just trying to like ruin our life. Because if you gain the whole world, if we're successful, Savannah, if we continue to grow and gain the whole world and we continue to move in our careers, but we lose our soul, the Bible says, you've gained nothing. Like if we lose who we are with Christ, and it's hard as an adult, especially I wouldn't say a young adult anymore, but you know, late 20s or whatever, just you're like mid 20s. I'm just kidding, 19. You'd be a 19-year-old, Savannah. It's like, it is just a rough thing to like keep that sensitivity to God and to stay in your word, to be praying. And if you're Catholic, you know, be going to confession and to be taking this Holy Sacrament and, you know, whatever, you know, denomination you are. But it's just like, I need to get back into that more. I'm like, I need that. So I need the peace of Christ, just to obey Christ in alone. Like I need to be more obedient to him, but also I'm realizing that what I need is supernatural peace. I need something from, I need like God's power in my life. I do. I just need it. And I'm breaking the loop today so I can break the cycle tomorrow. And it's true. Anyway, that was also because I thought I was going to die today. Cause just January 6th, I thought was the world was going to end and that's going to end. So I decided to get my life right with God. No, but I just meant triggered. But I just meant it's really good. I just really appreciate it. And I'm really happy. And John was really nice too. I don't even really understand the rosary, but John gave me a rosary to hold on to and just to pray some stuff. And I thought that was really nice of him to care about my spiritual well-being in a time where it just feels like it's attack after attack. And I just feel like I'm running out of energy. Anyway, before we go any further, I want to remind you guys, speaking of energy, if you want to really get something that will keep you going, I'm talking about the best meat that you can buy from small farms that doesn't have antibiotics, that is all the good stuff that you trust to put into your body. It's called Moink Box, and you can join the Moink movement today. If you go to moinkbox.com/offensive right now, that's moinkbox.com/offensive, you can get a free filet mignon for a year. That's just actually true. So basically you can get any meat you want. I get Atlantic salmon. I get whole chickens. I get pork shoulders. I try not to do a lot of pork myself, but it's good. I've done some really good, just some really good meats. I really do love their ribeye is my favorite. I have had their filet mignon and it's amazing too. It's all good. And the best part is when you support them, you're not only supporting your health, but you're also supporting small farms that they use. So when you go to moinkbox.com/offensive, you get the free filet mignon for a year. That's 1 year of the best filet mignon that you'll ever taste. But for a limited time, right now, if you go to moinkbox.com/offensive, you can sign up and get your subscription to meat. And honestly, it's very competitively priced and it's not very expensive compared to what meat is like even in the store. And it's just like a great way to just have all the meat delivered. And it's so good. I sous vide my steaks. Do you sous vide your steaks, Savannah?
I don't even know what the hell you just said.
The French way of making steaks. I've been doing that a lot recently and I've been really enjoying it.
I just throw my steak in a pan, but I am on carnivore. So these types of boxes are really convenient.
Are you really on carnivore right now?
I am. These types of boxes are super convenient.
Should I do it? Is it working?
100%. I love it. And you get to eat meat all day. And then again, you have Moink Box. They send you your meat.
You don't do any vegetables or anything?
Mm-mm, just eggs and meat, dude.
I could use, that's the thing, my mental health. I need to like take better care of it right now.
You need Moink Box.
I need Moink Box. we also have to remind you guys that we are moving on as a country. We are genuinely moving on to a place. I need to find this, if I can find this. I just remind you too that we are now also not only transhumanist, but we are now identifying as ghosts, according to this page Libs of TikTok, an amazing account, which I found out is not related to the Instagram Libs of TikTok, who have also worked and helped with. And Libs and TikTok and I go way back. We just talked the other day about was thanking me or the show, you guys, for helping launch that page. And it's really cool. And we were really able to give it a lot of traction early on. And now everyone uses that. But I'm really glad because people mocked this show when we started doing TikToks years ago and started telling us it was childish and there was no place in that in the political world. And a lot of people mocked me. And then everyone started asking me, where do you get them? And then it's like, oh, from a lot of places. But if you want to get some, you can get some from here too. But this person is using the phrase ghost, ghosts, and ghost selves as their pronouns. And you can see here, they also look like a four-year-old that got into their mom's makeup. They always, it's the hair. Savannah, they all look the same. They look like mentally ill clowns. It
looks like the main character of Ghostbusters right here.
Literally. Where's Bruce Wayne?
Oh my gosh. What is going on here?
I don't know. This is not related to the ghost self, but I was laughing because there's this, it was like a skit. I remember I saw it, but it was like how to find who Batman is. And it's like, the guy walks up to Bruce. He's like, hey, thanks Batman. He goes, no worries. He's like, no. Oh, I meant, I don't know who Batman is. My name's Bruce. He's like, all right, Batman. He goes, all right. And
for the podcast listeners who have no idea how he made that jump, it's because this person
looks like the Joker.
A little bit. A little bit.
Looks like the Joker.
Modern society. It's
so looks
beautiful.
Like the Joker. It looks pretty scary to me.
Yeah, you know, I look at the modern day and I'm like, where did the concept of reject modernity, embrace tradition even come from? Because the modern day is just so glorious. We saw that horrified baby get birthed by a man. We have the Joker here ready to terrorize America. We have January 6th, which was verifiably worse than any event that's ever happened in the world. It's very modern times are beautiful.
So I did want to say that. And speaking of that, we're in a very good position here. We're rough. We're barely getting back into this. Yeah. Savannah's like two shades darker than me. We got a lot of work to do in here. It actually looks like the Death Star in here.
A little bit.
It does.
Like the 70s Death Star type thing. We've got like the neon vibes going on. Very like lava lamp type vibes.
They spend like $50,000 on a studio and Sabs goes, calls it 70s Death Star lava lamp.
That's what it looks like. I'm not mad about it, okay? It's a groovy
There's
ass
no
vibe.
Winning. All right, but the fat people won. Obesity won. If anything I've learned from COVID is that obesity has won and we have lost. And Target is feeding their mannequins vaccine boosters. What's sad is I know people who look like this. So like, you know people, you know a guy who looks just like that. You met a man.
Like every other person I know looks like that.
Literally. So I'm not talking smack. I'm just saying that they have won. They have defeated the healthiness. And in the end of all this, as we've gone through all this, it is crazy because people are going to continue to be fat. They're going to take boosters. We have some announcements as well about, which we didn't get into a lot, but with France, you know, making life, quote, miserable for the people who live there and also intentionally making it difficult, even in Australia, for unvaccinated people to access basic life things like grocery stores. I have a lot of family who's unvaccinated and lives in foreign countries, some of these countries, and they are not having a good time. That's all I'm going to say. And there may come a point where I will have to pay the $270,000 to fly them private out of their nation and smuggle them through the southern border, possibly. Because then they don't need to get vaccinated to come in here. But also saying, like, it's crazy. It's crazy talk. And also, too, one thing that I've learned about the vaccines this year, we're already planning on doing six. So three boosters are planned for this year, which is good. I think we should bump it up. We're lower numbers than I was expecting, right, Savannah? Should be like, what are you hoping for? A high score, 20 vaccines, 50 vaccines?
Yeah, let's go 50. You know, in Italy, they also mandated that everyone over 50 has to get vaccinated. So we're still missing that forced mandate here entirely. And then maybe another 58 boosters.
Yeah, everyone has to get vaccinated. your reckoning's coming. You guys are going to pay bad. Reckoning's coming. You always happens. It always comes to these evil people. Your time is coming. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, if you make it this far in the podcast, don't forget to rate this podcast on Spotify, on Apple iTunes, wherever else you can find it. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And of course, we have so many nice reviews and that we are able to continue to get advertisers, even though we're demonetized everywhere. So we don't have any money coming in besides the fact that you guys write epic reviews and we really appreciate it, which is why everyone's always trying to ruin our life and take away our entire shows. Let's read a couple of reviews from you guys to say a huge thank you for leaving, for watching the show. We got a review from Bobby Joe. Says, came for Doyle content, stayed for Elijah and Sav. They are definitely understand what is happening and aren't afraid to be honest. So thank you so much. Elijah is, but we have one more. Oh, wait, what was it called? Elijah's based. We have one from 5528999916683. Thanks. It says, let's go. One of the first podcasts I started listening to, maybe my favorite. Glad to have awesome voices to listen to. It doesn't need to be your favorite, just in your top 18. Anyway, you can follow, you can also make sure you come on SOB. You can follow us on Telegram. We got a good Telegram chat going. There's so much drama in there. It's so fun. It's not for the faint of heart. It's pretty savage. You can also sign up to become an official SOB. Guys, if you have not taken the jump to help us fight censorship and the attacks, because they're constantly trying to take us offline, go to blazetv.com/Elijah today. That's blazetv.com/Elijah and become a member. Become an SOB. You get access to like even Crowder's off the air and he's all available on Blaze TV. So like meaning right now, even if you had our membership, Crowder's got his strikes. He couldn't post his stuff. You can watch it. So it's cool. You get all the Blaze shows. But of course you become a member and this directly supports our show. Savannah, as we end out the show, as we talk about this, we have a lot of good stuff to cover next week. We have a lot of good stuff coming up. This is going to be the year of accelerationism. We've talked about this. We are accelerating things. And of course, bear with us with some lighting, sound, and other issues as we get this studio up to shape. We got a lot going on. There's a lot of things happening. I think I have 440 shows now to film every day. But like I like to say, you can follow me and Savannah in the links below in our link trees for Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. I'm your top 17 host, or 19, I don't even know anymore. Me, Elijah Schaefer, always joined by Savannah Hernandez. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.